Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 17, What Do You Believe In? As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live with them. This is a relatively short episode, but it has a lot of great points. It's a very powerful episode. It begins with some biographical details about Earl Nightingale that just really kind of stopped me. Before he became a radio broadcaster and a philosopher of success, Earl Nightingale was a Marine drill sergeant in World War II. He was one of 15 people to survive the sinking of the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor. If you're not familiar with that story, it's both heroic and terrifying, and well worth exploring further. The fact that Earl lived through something like that adds a lot of weight, a lot of gravitas to what he had to say next. Earl turns back to the ocean to explain one of the most important ideas in this episode. Imagine watching an iceberg at sea. On the surface, the wind and the waves might all be pushing in one direction. But it's not uncommon to see an iceberg steadily moving in the opposite direction. Why? Because what we see above the surface is only a small fraction of the iceberg. The majority of its mass lies deep beneath the water, where it's influenced not by the surface chaos, but by powerful, steady ocean currents. Earl uses this as an analogy for character. At the surface of our lives, there will always be storms and pressure and conflict, certainty, fear. But if we've developed deep character through honest effort, integrity, and commitment to doing our best, we can remain steady. We can keep moving toward our goals, even when everything around us seems to be pushing the other way. Surface conditions don't determine direction. Depth does. This leads Earl to the central question of this episode. What do you believe in? It's a simple question, but not an easy one. If you know what you believe in, truly and deeply, you gain something essential. Confidence. Not arrogance, confidence. The kind that allows you to weather storms without losing your direction. Belief acts like those deep ocean currents. It guides you when external conditions become chaotic. Earl then quotes the ancient Greek statesman Pericles, who said, "The secret to happiness is freedom, and the secret to freedom is courage." That line neatly ties everything together. To be happy, we must be free to think, to choose, and to act in our own lives. But that freedom doesn't come automatically. It requires courage. Courage to think for ourselves, courage to choose our own values, courage to act in ways that align with what we believe, even when it's uncomfortable. Knowing what you believe makes courageous action possible, and courageous action is what turns belief into reality. Earl ends this episode with a final challenge using a simple but striking line. If you want to live your dreams, you first have to wake up. He encourages us to pay attention to our daydreams, not to dismiss them. Those reoccurring thoughts, those quiet longings, often point directly to our passions. They can serve as markers, guiding us toward work and ways of living that really feel meaningful to us. Our dreams aren't distractions, they are signals. If we're willing to wake up and listen, they can help us do what we love and love what we do. So episode 17 leaves me with these reminders. Develop depth, not just surface strength. Know what you believe in. Let courage turn belief into action. And pay attention to what you dream about. It may be pointing you home. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.